Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David, Sue, and Kendra at Magic 106.7. Today's hits, yesterday's favorites, and that was...
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Yes, it was Kelly Clarkson. I never miss an opportunity to play Steve Carell. That was
that
movie was on the other day, and again, it was one of those when I walked by the TV and it happened to be on. I'm like, yep, I'm watching the end of this.
Yep. God, that clip is great.
This hour of the day, I guess it doesn't really matter. Traffic is sort of at a minimum. I know there's tie-ups in some spots, but not a lot of traffic. But we're having this conversation off the air about the traffic most of us contend with if you're in and out of the city on your way to and from work. And tolls. Like, I come in on the Mass Pike, I pay tolls. You guys come in... pay on the Tobin
Bridge. Over
the
Tobin Bridge,
yeah. You pay tolls there. Would you avoid the tolls if it would save you time? Is that right? No. Would you pay
it
with the opposite? Would you pay money for tolls if it would save you time? You know, do you take the toll roads because it gets you there quicker, even though you got to pay for it, or would you avoid it even though it took longer?
Well, or are you like Kendra, who avoids it to save the $1.25?
I do.
Like,
I
goes. A longer way that has more traffic and is more miles to save the $1.25.
Which I guess is the opposite of what I'm asking. You don't care. You'll take extra time, and you don't care just to save a dollar and a quarter.
Definitely, because it's like $3 a day. I go 95 to 93. I actually think it might be the same time, so I'm like, why am I paying? Why would I go to pay?
No, it's
the
not
only
the
reason
same time. It's
I go,
so not. You're just cheap.
The only reason I would go Route 1 and over the Tobin is to get coffee. It's to get a coffee. But now I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go get a coffee and go over.
I don't either.
Because there's no coffee on the route that I would go to 93, 95.
It is your contention that at all times you avoid going, even though you live on the other side of the Tobin Bridge, you avoid the Tobin because you don't want to pay $1.25. You find another way to go, even though it takes you how much longer?
Probably 10 minutes.
No.
10 minutes each way.
Yes.
Without paying a dollar.
I know that area. It takes you 10 minutes longer, for sure.
But why would I pay? Why pay when I know I can go away for free? There's a way to go for free.
That's your defense for this.
Yeah. But here's the thing I find interesting that maybe listeners don't know about Kendra. She has designer everything, like Gucci purses, Prada boots and shoes.
Consignment.
Oh, but spends hundreds and hundreds of dollars on the Real every month, but will go 10 minutes out of her way to save $1.25.
Yeah.
It's a riddle to me. I don't get it.
Well, I think Sue's right, and I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I'll explain. I think you know you're saving $3 a day by not taking the Tobin Bridge, and it's taking you 20 minutes longer to get where you want to go.
Yes.
And you're just deciding, but you're not saving that $3 because you're spending it on something else. Like four days out of five,
you
go down to that machine down on the first floor and you spend $6 on a sandwich, or we buy coffee here all the time. You easily spend that. It's gone.
What's wrong with
me? But you're not saving $3. Well, you're just sort of reappropriating it for something else.
No, you hit it on the head. And you know what it is? It's
what
you value. It's what she's willing to spend money on. She's willing to spend money on food or coffee, and she's willing to spend money on like clothes and purses and
shoes.
Well,
I'll use that every day, you know.
But she is not willing to give it to
the roads.
The roads. Well, the highway department.
I'm just going to add, it's the money you're saving, but you're also losing time. You're losing, 25 minutes
time
a day,
money.
Right? So with those kids or to getting here or whatever it is you want to do. And if you want to do that, do it. By all means, have a blast, but don't tell yourself you're saving $3 for the kids' college fund or something like that because you spend
it elsewhere. That's exactly what I'm thinking in my head.
No,
if you had two equal ways to go and you wouldn't lose time on either one, same exact time, with tolls, without tolls, which would you choose?
So is that money going into savings?
We both know the answer.
We know the answer.
And to answer your question, I will go the quickest way every time.
So just need whatever the quickest
is. I could come in on Route 9. I could come in on Route 30 to work every day. And
me
I'd
too.
Spend $2.50 each way on the Pike so I can just get there.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
It's worth the $2.50. Oh. And people live in, we pay toll. Everybody pays tolls around here. You ever go to New York or drive down to Manhattan?
Oh, it's brutal, I know.
The bridge is like, $7.50 or something each way.
It's amazing.
But if you don't do it, you're going to spend half your life getting
driving around.
617-931-1067. The question is simple. Is there a specific place... You you pay tolls to avoid just to get there quicker, or do you avoid the tolls entirely, even
right,
though it takes you
to
longer
to save 25 cents?
I have not asked that question in a very cohesive way.
No,
have I?
I guess what we want to know is, do you avoid tolls and go a longer way?
Yeah, we
just
do
to
avoid
save
them.
The toll,
right,
money.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's why Sue gets the big bucks.
Yeah,
617-931-1067 for Magic 106.7.
Rolling in it.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing okay. So where are you with the tolls?
Well, I avoid the toll at all costs. I live in Saugus. Mm-hmm. I cut through Melrose, Malden, I get on 93, and I get to South Boston quicker than going over the Tobin Bridge.
Oh, my,
yes,
God. I need to know
exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah, so
I need to know your route.
Me?
You know all the back ways. You know all the neighborhoods.
And I stop at Panera for a cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. And she gets the coffee. And that's what I need to do. I need to find,
well,
that route.
That's what your toll money goes towards. That, yeah, coffee you enjoy.
Where do you live?
I'm up in Middleton, so I'm a little further back. But
Middleton.
That's, yeah.
Go down 28.
Oh, here we go.
And get on the Fellsway.
I will.
Hook a left.
I, yeah, will.
Turn
and then
right
take
at the barking
right
dog.
At the docks. Yeah. You know me. I'll do it. I love it. Thank,
right,
you so much.
Thanks,
you're
lady.
Welcome.
Have a great,
have
day.
A wonderful day. Happy,
you,
Friday,
too.
See ya.
No tolls.
No tolls.
Bye.
I love her.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.